Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is it illegal to spit in someone's food?
I have no idea. I mean,
okay. Well, we fit to find out. Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we are uncovering whether or not restaurant workers actually spit in food when someone pisses them off, whether or not it's illegal. And I've seen it argued both ways. By the end of the show, you will understand the truth. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Why would anyone spit in someone's food?
I mean, I'm sure there's gotta be cause for it, but I just can't see myself ever doing that.
I believe it's a common misconception.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen the movie Waiting.
Yes.
So that's a famous scene where the lady pisses him off.
Yep.
And they end up retaliating yes. that way. It almost feels like when you really don't have a way of satisfying Fine. The situation and you feel trapped in anger.
Yes.
And oppression almost. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a strong word.
Yeah.
We're going to go through this in parts. Why would someone spit in someone's
They would
food?
Really have to lay into you.
Right? That would have to be a stressful workplace.
Yeah. I mean, extra stressful. You would probably have to have multiple tables and then you get that final one where it's the breaking point.
You have to be ready to quit at that point,
yeah.
right?
You got to be like, fuck it. you got to be at the fucking stage, okay?
Agreed. I mean, that's not representative of the majority of...
Not even close. If this ever does happen, it's 1% at max.
It feels like an urban legend, but you know it happens.
I'm one sure of those it happens. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's in so many things, you know, like Eminem said, working at Burger King, spitting in your onion rings. You know what I mean? Like, just people just, you know, you're going to find just some nasty motherfuckers out there.
Okay. At your worst, at my worst, I can't even imagine doing that.
No.
I can imagine.
I can see, put it this way. Like, a burger gets flipped. It hits the floor. It gets
yes,
picked up.
Yes.
I can see that happening.
Yes.
Well before somebody spits in your food.
I could see that for sure. Dropping it on the floor. Or just making you wait, those mm-hmm. types of things. Because it takes, to me, a devious mind to spit in someone's food. To the point of, like you said, fuck it, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care. Once you do that...
You might as well just walk out the door, yo.
Well, you might as well be ready to fight.
Yep.
Ready to go to jail.
Ready to headbutt a fucking tray.
Let's talk about it. Does it really happen?
I mean, I've never seen it happen.
Nor have I.
No.
So, and we've had, what? I'm almost 30 years in.
Yeah.
You're 20-something. 20
plus. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So we've never done it, never seen it done. Now, have you ever heard of someone that you've worked with done it? Have you been adjacent?
No.
Spit adjacent?
No. I mean, even in my earliest stages, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like,
where you're most angry.
Yes, when you're a kid and the service industry was different then. We weren't making as, you know, the money was a little different. I mean, it was different.
Yes.
It was like the Wild Wild West.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Now it's trying to conform a little bit, but it was literally like the Wild Wild West.
I'd probably give him more of a mouthpiece than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I'll curse somebody out, even back then.
I might take your fry or take some off your plate, but I ain't, you know what I mean?
That's super common.
Yeah, but not no, you know. I can't even imagine somebody licking it and putting it on the plate, okay?
That's the same thing. So let's talk about that, right? What we're really boiling it down to is food contamination.
Yeah.
Right? So let's go through the most popular food contaminations, because my contention is your food will get contaminated more by accident than on purpose.
Else. Yes.
More from...
The 5-second rule.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. The drop. Those things are more common well before somebody would ever do something vicious like spitting in your food.
It'll be more malpractice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so we have something called the danger zone, mm-hmm. right? And so it's more of negligence or ignorance. The danger zone is between 41 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That's where bacteria can thrive.
Thrive, yeah.
So whenever some food is being stored, held, whatever, you want to get it out of that danger zone where it's cooked beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's in that range, you want to get it through that range as quickly as possible to chill it down to where
it should be at.
Yes, bacteria growth has slowed down. And improper storage,
mm-hmm.
maybe the food isn't stored where it's supposed to be
at. Yeah.
When it's supposed to be stored in the right environment, that's common. Employee illness.
Yeah.
They come into work.
A little sick.
A little cross-contamination. Yeah.
You know, maybe the closest even to spit, maybe I seen somebody sneeze in the kitchen and that might hit your food, but that would be about it.
And that goes on to accidental.
Yeah, that's accidental. Well,
and it was because you're still going to, you should discard that.
Yes, but, you know, you said somebody might just be walking by, hit a quick little sneeze. You don't even know. Okay, you could be turning your back. You could be on the prep line as the prep guy and let somebody come in. You don't know which way they sneeze. They could be sneezing.
That's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
And another accidental one would be, or negligence would be more of a chemical contamination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That would be because we work around a lot of cleaning agents, chemicals, things like that. And even if things aren't clean, in that you might have
debris droppage.
I like that.
Yeah.
And so like the reality for most servers is that it's just not done, just not out of any code. It's just.
We're not doing something malicious. Because we would never want that done to us.
Oh, yeah. Golden rule.
If you spend somebody's food, that karma comes back on you.
It really does.
Yeah. Quick, fast, and a hurry.
Why you can't possibly believe in anything.
No.
If you've seen it, please leave us a comment.
If you've seen it or done it. Yes. And if you've done it, you don't even have to put your name in. Just put anonymous, okay? Because we'll love you for it. We want to just know.
Yes. Reach out to me.
We want to know the situation. What happened?
Yeah.
Tell us that story.
Who hurt you?
So we can, we'll do a follow-up show a little bit later after we get some comments in.
Yes.
And we'll see what's up out there.
Well, the comments are attached to their YouTube profile.
Okay.
So you could always either email me.
Yeah.
And I'll keep, anyone who has ever told me a story that I've protected. I'm not in the business in the.
We ain't snitching on you.
To really, you know, we're here to highlight things.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly. So you can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. Give us a like on YouTube and your platforms that you listen to this podcast. And now, is it illegal to spit in someone's food?
I have no idea. I mean.
Okay. We fit and find out. And so what we're talking about is tampering with someone's food. So when a person tampers with someone else's food, they can face charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for instance, we live in Florida, and Florida has the Anti-Tampering Food Act. Licking, spitting in a person's food is enough to be considered tampering, although most tampering causes involve chemicals and other harmful instances. Have you ever been spit on?
I mean, people talk and spit all the time.
We're trying to put this in a context of intentional.
Yeah.
You may get spit on because a rocket bomb
flies
out. You ever hit your lip?
Ooh.
Oh, I freak out. I stop the conversation right there. I can't even be polite.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
We are on to it. Oh, yeah, that face right there. That's it.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Spitting in someone's food can also fall under health code violation. So you have either tampering or health code violations.
Now, I have seen people get spit on, but that was a malicious act.
That is
They were fighting. There was about to be a fight. They got spit on. They went all in. You know what I mean?
If you spit on someone.
You're fighting.
You're fighting.
Yeah.
Figuring if you spit in someone's food, you're quitting.
You're quitting. Yeah.
You're quitting. You're fighting.
You already know the game's over. Okay?
Yes.
This is my final resolve.
Yes. And so the answer is a definitive yes. It is illegal to spit in someone's food. Now, what are the consequences?
Yeah.
I have three real live individual cases that I found where there has been consequences to employees.
Consequences, repercussions.
You can't have my cornbread. And the first one, it was a Burger King.
Okay.
Okay. In the case of Bilsma versus Burger King, Deputy Sheriff Edwards Bilsma ordered a burger and drove away. And suspecting foul play, he opened up the burger and found the loogie. DNA testing linked back to the food worker.
Ooh, that's nasty.
The worker got 90 days in jail. And there's a meanwhile they did a lawsuit against Burger King.
Was it like malicious intent?
He was seeking damages for trauma. I believe he suffered emotional distress, nausea, and food aversion, along with sleeplessness.
Okay. And they hurt him.
Wouldn't that really mess you up?
I mean, it would.
How many times do you think you've accidentally? You know, what if somebody spit in your food and you never knew it? You know, like...
Yeah, because a loogie is intentional. Definitely.
If they licked it, you definitely don't know.
You definitely don't know.
But if it's a loogie...
Oh, man.
Oh. Ooh. That's almost trying to get caught.
A loogie is almost as bad as a roach on the plate.
That's an interesting question. Which is worse?
Which is worse? I don't know. I mean, I think a loogie would look worse initially. A nice mean green. Oh. Oh.
It has to be worse.
I mean, my stomach's turning in my mind right now.
Okay,
so.
They're both equally bad.
Yes.
But for different reasons. The roach is like accidental.
The roach is totally accidental.
You
yes.
hope, unless they put the roach yeah. in there. But the loogie, that's intentional.
Yeah.
We can fight about it if we want to.
We would be. Especially if I knew who it was.
Oh, please identify yourself. Right? Just be like, yo, that was me. Yep. Come take your whooping.
Oh, yeah,
catch
exactly.
this two-piece. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I'm surprised the cop didn't come whooping.
Oh, man. It would be go time. It would be go time.
Yeah, I bet you that entire department said outside that they kind of was just watching them for the next couple of months, making sure. That dude yeah. probably had a rough life for a few months.
In jail?
Oh, no, not even in jail. Just in the idea that something's going to happen to him. Because all you do is put the idea of fear, okay?
No, something has to happen.
Yeah.
More than the idea.
Yeah, I know, but just think about, like, I mean, because obviously the cop pressed charges, right?
Yeah.
But could you imagine just a cop, and you know, and they're like a fraternity of brothers.
True,
okay?
True.
He ain't got to do shit. He ain't got to say the word. Mm. He can just get, you could just show somebody, he can show one of his boys that picture, and then it's all over.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's getting pulled over for life.
For life.
He has to move.
Yeah. You would have to leave not just that town, but the whole county, okay?
Yeah. Our next one is New Jersey, 2014.
Okay.
The patron sent the dish back because it wasn't cooked to temperature.
Okay.
And the chef took offense, and he spat in the dish. He was charged with food tampering and disorderly conduct.
Mm.
You have to be a high-strung person at that point to where you're unable to handle the situation.
Yeah.
If food comes back...
That's normal shit.
And here's the issue that I have with these summaries of the cases.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, was it sent back just a one time? Multiple times? Did he know the person?
Yeah.
I mean, none of these justify it.
Yeah. Because just being sent back.
Yes.
That just doesn't sound right.
Right? Was he a regular that always sent stuff back?
Is he a pain in the ass on a regular basis? And it was that wrong day?
Did the chef hate his job? Was he trying to fire himself? Right? Like, there's some things that I need to know.
Yeah.
Finally, this one was at a Chili's.
Okay.
Family goes into Chili's, and apparently it was busy. Try to research as much as possible. And they sent a meal back, same thing. The food was undercooked, and they sent it back. They paid, they ate, they paid, and asked for to-go drinks. They got the to-go drinks, and one of the lids was off, and they discovered a loogie. The gentleman dropped his family off, went back to the restaurant to confront the restaurant of the restaurant, the manager, okay. the server, the situation to report the situation. They comped the meals or gave him his money back and things like that. Never fired the server, right? And so the guy pressed charges, and DNA linked. I think it was 2 weeks later. The cop showed up at the
job,
the server's job. Yeah, and got he volunteered the DNA sample, yeah. and it got linked back to him.
What was his story? Was it intentional? Was it a spit platoon cup and he grabbed the wrong one? Like,
come on, man.
I'm giving logic, you know.
There's no logic to that.
Right?
He did it. He know he did it.
I mean, he did it.
I know you did it. Just admit it. That is really, really a low, low, low thing to do.
I mean, how mad do these people make you?
Real mad, apparently. But I think it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
That's really ultimately what I believe. Unless this person has a pattern of behavior or really pissed you off, you've been pissed off the whole time at your job,
yeah.
and they're just the ones that caught it.
That just did it, yeah.
It is what my assumption would be.
Exactly. And wrong place, right time.
Yes. And so, to me, the perception of food tampering being a spit in your food is so it gives you such a big reaction. That's why I believe it happens so rarely.
Yeah.
But it's such a feared thing. That's why it shows up in our urban legends as such. Because look at this. New Jersey case was 2014, right? This one was back in, I think, 2016 maybe.
Okay.
And
what was the first one?
The first one, let's see if I have a date on that one. Also, okay, both. Oh, wow, 2014 was a bad year. Both the Chili's and the New Jersey were 2014. The first one doesn't give me a date.
Okay.
Or at least I didn't write it down. And so as a professional server, I'll let you guys all know out there that I've never seen it. I have not heard of someone who has told me that they've seen it. But if you have, please let us know. And dining out, please go to somewhere that you trust.
Oh, yeah.
And dining out is a trust fall anyway.
I mean, always.
You see people that come in, and I don't know why, they ask you for hot water to sterilize their silverware,
like,
or they ask
anything.
For plastic silverware and things like that. Neither one of those are very effective for anything, because you're still eating off the plates, you're still drinking out the drinks, no matter if you use a straw or not. I advise you to go back to biology and chemistry class. You got to let it go and hope that you're going to somewhere that has that integrity.
Yeah.
That you assume that.
Absolutely. Go back and watch some of our other podcasts about how to pick a restaurant.
Yes.
Okay. And do your little research. Check it out. See if we can help you find the quality spots.
Yes.
And that's really, I mean, and even then it's still a trust fall, but at least you have a little bit of help.
Apparently it happens, but not very often. And trust where you go. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. You better get a canine if you want to detain me to catch me. Better get that fucking chopper circling and watch how this nigga hop these fences like I'm hurtling.